Revelation chapter 13. Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast come up out of the sea, having 10 horns and 7 heads, and on his horns were 10 diadems, and on his heads were blasphemous names. Now the beast whom I saw was like a leopard, but his feet were like those of a bear, whereas his mouth was like the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his throne and great authority. And I saw one of his heads, apparently fatally struck, but his fatal blow was healed, and the whole earth marvelled at the beast. And they worshipped the dragon who had given the authority to the beast, and they worshipped the beast and said, "Who is like the beast, and who can go to war against him?" Also he was given a mouth, speaking presumptuous things and blasphemy, and he was given authority to wage war for 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, those who dwell in heaven. And he was granted to wage war against the saints and to overcome them. And he was given authority over every tribe and people and tongue and nation. And all those who dwell on the earth will worship him, those whose name is not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain since the overthrow of the world. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. If anyone confines to captivity, he will go the same way. If anyone kills by the sword, he must be killed by the sword. This is the patience and the faith of the saints. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had 2 horns like those of a lamb, and he spoke like a dragon, and he exercised all the authority of the first beast in his presence. And he made the earth and those who dwell in it worship the first beast, whose fatal wound had been healed. Moreover, he performed great signs, and he made fire come down from the sky onto the earth in the presence of men. And he led those of mine who dwell on the earth astray by the signs which he was granted to perform in the presence of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who had received the strike but lived after the sword strike. And he was granted to impart a spirit to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause any who did not worship the image of the beast to be put to death. And he forced everyone, the small and the great, and the rich and the poor, the free and bondservants, to be given marks on their right hand or on their forehead. And he enforced that no one should be able to buy or sell unless he has the mark, the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. He who is sharp-witted, let him calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of man. And his number is 666.